Listener Production.
US stocks surrender their early improvements to finish lower.
And Aussie shares expected to open lower on Tuesday ahead of key Chinese economic data.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Tuesday the 16th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, US markets last night conspicuously gave up their early improvements, the Dow Jones having been up by as much as a percent, finished down 0.7 of a percent. The S&P 500 likewise was up by almost 1%, finished down by 1.2%, and the NASDAQ having been up by 0.75%, disappointingly finished down by 1.8%. What's very clear here is that there's been a shift in the psychology of the market.
We are indeed. So to begin the week, Tom, we're coming off the worst session on Friday since January 31 for the S&P 500. It's now finished below 5,100 points, which is a key level. US retail sales rose by 0.7% in March, much stronger than expected by markets. They were expecting a lift of 0.3%. Data for February was revised higher to show sales rebounding 0.9% instead of 0.6%. Of course, despite higher inflation and borrowing costs, spending continues to hold up, confounding predictions of distress among low-income households. Thanks to the resilient labour market, there's a risk that inflation will become more entrenched in the economy, further delaying interest rate cuts from the US Federal Reserve, and that has been reflected in the bond market last night.
Indeed. So what we have seen for some time now is evidence of a US economy that is improving and defying many expectations, and that is contributing to this move higher where interest rates are concerned. We have got the 10-year seemingly consolidating above 4.5%. So overnight, a 10-year government bond up by 11 basis points and a 2-year gravitating towards 5%. Overnight, fell a little bit short of that, ultimately, having flirted with the area up by 3 basis points to 4.91%.
Yes, so we saw the 10-year US Treasury yield at its highest level since mid-November. We're seeing markets and traders respectively winding back their rate cut expectations at the moment on the back of that strong labour market, which will feed inflation, consumer spending. At the same time, we've got those tensions in the Middle East percolating in the background with oil prices broadly lifting. Last night, we did see the biggest underperformance from the NASDAQ. Microsoft and NVIDIA-led declines, they were down around 2% each.
Indeed, and we saw Amazon down 1.2%. We had Apple shares down by about 2%. We'll get to that in a moment. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, probably a more acute reflection of how interest rates affect technology names. This index at its best levels overnight was up 1.75%. It fell by 1.4%, so it's breaking down as well. One thing that stood out to me last night is whilst bank stocks as a group gave up their early improvements, the KBW Bank Index was up by 2.6%. It ended flat on the day, so it was helped by some earnings numbers last night as opposed to what happened on Friday when it took a decent knock and suffered quite a retreat.
Goldman Sachs gained about 3% after its first quarter profit beat market estimates. It reported a 28% jump in profits to $4.13 billion. We also saw regional bank M&T Bank jump 4% after forecasting better than expected annual net interest income. It was the strongest performer in the S&P 500 index, Tom.
Bank of America up 0.5%. We had Wells Fargo up by almost 1%. Morgan Stanley up by 1%. Citibank was quite conspicuous, down by around 2%. And JP Morgan, having fallen by the most part of 7% in the previous session, ended flat this day. So not much of a rebound for arguably the most important bank in the United States, apart from the Federal Reserve, of course.
That's right. Getting back to the tech sector, of course, markets are now forecasting just 41 basis points of rate cuts this year. The impact on the tech sector has been significant. Apple fell 2% after data from research firm IDC showed the company's smartphone shipments dropped about 10% in the first quarter. So, of course, its market share, as far as shipments are concerned, has now fallen behind Samsung at 17.3%. Samsung is now at the top of the tree at 20.8%. And we also saw Tesla slump about 5% after the EV maker said it will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce, which is about 140,000 employees.
Some other tech names: Advanced Micro Devices down 1.8%, Broadcom down 2.5%, Marvel down by 3.2%. Ryan, I'm really keen to get into the commodity metals space. Notwithstanding the escalation of the situation in the Middle East, oil prices didn't really impress me last night. They kind of failed around that $88 mark, just below that.
Well, we saw global oil prices fall on Monday, but retreat from session lows as traders await Israel's response to the unprecedented attack from Iran. Crude erased early losses of more than $1 US a barrel. We saw the US oil NYMEX price down by 0.3% to $85.41 a barrel. And we have seen oil and gas stocks, particularly in Europe, fall on the back of that overnight. So that could have an impact on our share market today. Gold futures are up 0.4% to $2,383 an ounce in that safe haven bid around the Middle East despite rising bond yields. We did see the US COMEX iron ore futures steady at $106.05 a ton, although we did see the Chinese and the Singaporean futures markets for iron ore lift. And that's on the back of iron ore shipments from top suppliers Australia and Brazil down 28.8% week on week to 19.2 million tonnes last week. So perhaps there's some change in that demand-supply imbalance going on in the iron ore market. But the big thing that stood out last night, Tom, in the metal space was the big jump in aluminium futures. They're up by 3.5%. Aluminium prices soared to 22-month highs after the US and Britain banned the London Metal Exchange and CME from accepting new Russian production of the metal. And we also saw nickel prices up significantly as well. Copper was up 2.9%. So those producers could do quite well on the market today.
Indeed. So just reflecting on the way that the ASX 200 performed yesterday, it actually did well under the circumstances in that it struck its low early. It was down 0.2%, finished down by 0.5%. But to your point, Ryan, there was a clear distinction between the energy and mining space relative to the rest of the market. So energy stocks were up by 0.5% almost as a group. Material stocks up by about 0.33%. The key is that under these circumstances today, whether or not that can hold up for another day.
And the big marquee event today will be the Chinese economic data, which comes out around lunchtime, and they'll have a huge influence over the commodity space. So China's GDP growth looks to have eased, but not lurched down. Still, it wouldn't be a strong start to the year in which the government has set an ambitious target of around 5%. So we're estimating that GDP expanded 4.8% year on year in March, down from 5.2% growth in the fourth quarter of last year. And we're estimating industrial production rose 6.6% in March from a year earlier, down from 7%. We see retail sales climbing 5.4% year on year in March, easing a little bit from 5.5% in the first 2 months of 2024. And fixed asset investment, we're estimating at 4% year on year growth, down slightly from 4.2%. So we are seeing markets warming to the view that China's economy is stabilizing. And we have seen upward revisions to consensus GDP forecasts in April ahead of this report. So certainly, alongside potential delays in the US Federal Reserve rate cuts, the People's Bank of China may decide to hold off on managing currency pressures. Chinese utilities this year, if you look at their share market, have surged 7.6%, benefiting from lower coal prices, while the consumer discretionary sector has rallied strongly, led by automakers. So that is encouraging, but we've got a long way to go.
Where's the friction point here? Because if we see some disappointment there, that's going to make a big difference to the local share market, isn't it?
It certainly is. We need to see this data come in at least in line with expectations or above. Or we could see this
on the day like today, it could be dealt with sternly.
Enthusiasm around the commodity space ease somewhat.
The SPY futures are pointing to a loss of 0.8% for the ASX 200. So at its best levels, the contract was up by 0.5% overnight. So reflecting the performance of US markets in particular, the Aussie dollar. Look, it wasn't long ago that it was having a peep at 66.5 US cents. Overnight, it traded around 64.9 at its highs, and it's back to around 64.4, you can pretty much point the finger at the strength of the US dollar as a result.
The US dollar has reached its highest level since November. That's in line with US bond yields reaching their highest level since November, Tom.
It's an interesting day that beckons. I hope you managed to navigate it well. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.